What's Aaron Ross showing you last year and this year?
He's healthy. I'm glad you asked that because a lot of people forgot, you know, before he got hurt, what, 3 years ago, and they moved him to safety, and that definitely wasn't his position. You know, he looked great. You know, it's the Super Bowl year, right? You know, he looked great. So he looked like a healthy Aaron Ross that came out of Texas that they drafted. You know, his confidence level done got super high. His skill level is then got back to where it was, but a little bit more mature. And he's out there having fun, so he's looking good. That's the good part about this situation, is that we have a guy like that on our team, because T2 is a major loss.
Is it something that you know, the player understands when one guy goes down, that's all of a sudden his shot?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. At the end of the day, we like brothers in that secondary, and we're on that defense period, but we know this is a job. And we fight for each other's job. Even if a guy don't go down, you got to be looking to slide in there and play every opportunity you can get to try and take that person's job. Somebody's going to slide in and take your job one day, so you got to make sure that you always prepare, you know, when that day comes.
That's how Thomas got his job. Ross getting hurt.
You hit it on the head. So, you know, I guess, you know, it's time for, I think it's contract year for Ross and all that other stuff. You know, he's healthy this year. You know, I don't think he really worried about the whole contract thing, but he's healthy this year, so. You know, he got the opportunity to slide back in there and do and show, you know, the world what New York drafted him for when they did.
You know, how tough is it for this to happen to Terrell in a contract year and preseason game? I mean, it seems just like the worst possible time for something like this to happen.
I mean, it bothered us bad, especially now. I told you that secondary, you know, we're a tight-knit, you know. Yeah, guys like Kenny and Trey, you know, and them two guys that I play their position was fighting for me to get back. That's how tight we are in that back room. So, you know, we found it out before halftime. You know, most of us had tears in our eyes. And I done seen a lot of injuries. We done had major injuries that we had to miss years. But just to see the work that boy put in this offseason, talk to guys like TJ Hoops, you know, out there on the West Coast that was working out with him, and seeing his confident level, what he be doing in training camp, it bothered us. Even worse than just a regular injury that we see every year. You know, my whole career, that really bothered me today. We had tears in our eyes with him before we went back out there in halftime because we just knew the drive. We knew how humble he was with it, but we knew how good he was looking, you know, in training camp and also in his preseason.
Did you get a chance to speak with him at all? What did you say?
I prayed with him. I whispered in his ear and I prayed with him and told him, you know, don't let that kill your spirit, you know. We know your plan was to go out there and play big this year, get us in a position to win a Super Bowl. But, you know, sometimes God's plan is a lot different than what our plan is. You got to accept that. He shook his head, said he understood. The tears kind of slowed down. And, you know, when I had to go out there and finish the second half.